presented by Listen Headlines, latest world news from trusted sources. Updating daily at 6 a.m. New York.
New York Times World News.
March 31st, 8:11 America, New York. Pope Francis, in Easter message, calls for Gaza ceasefire. Pope Francis's decisions to reduce his participation in two major Holy Week events had raised fears about his health. Copyright. Tiziana Fabi, Agence France-Presse. Getty Images. Pope Francis delivered his traditional Easter message on Sunday at the Vatican. Wall Street Journal World News.
March 31st, 8 o'clock America, New York. This motorcycle mad couple's favorite hobby, chasing black shadows. Ernie and Gil Lowinger ride their 1951 Vincent Black Shadows all over Europe.
Washington Post World. March 31st, 8 o'clock America, New York. Pope's Easter speech renews calls for peace in Gaza, Ukraine. The Pope delivered his Easter address, known as an Urbi et Orbi, amid mounting concerns about his health. BBC News World.
March 31st, 7:49 America, New York. Peace is not made with arms, says Pope in Easter plea. The 87-year-old pontiff presided over Easter Mass despite concerns over his health.
The Independent.
March 31st, 7:39 America, New York. More aid airdropped into Gaza as Israel continues military offensive. Humanitarian aid was dropped over the Gaza Strip on Sunday, the 31st of March, as Israel continued its military offensive in the besieged territory. Copyright. PA.
BBC News World.
March 31st, 7:28 America, New York. Beyoncé album is missing tracks on vinyl, fans say. Fans who pre-ordered physical copies of the star's latest album say they have been shortchanged.
Mirror World News. March 31st, 7:26 America, New York. Terrifying true story of man born with two heads and a second mouth that could smile. Chong Soo Ping had a parasitical twin growing out of his face. The rare condition meant he had a second mouth which could smile. A U.S. surgeon managed to operate on him and was successful.
Wall Street Journal World News.
March 31st, 7:11 America, New York. Caitlin Clark vs. LSU, the biggest game ever, gets a sequel. In a rematch of last season's record-breaking women's title game, Iowa will take on the defending champion Tigers for a spot in the Final Four.
Wall Street Journal World News.
March 31st, 7 o'clock America, New York. What to watch? The best movies and TV shows from March. Documentaries pay tribute to Steve Martin and Paul Simon. Mark Wahlberg delivers another old-fashioned Hollywood entertainment. Jake Gyllenhaal stars in a reimagined Roadhouse, and much, much more.
Time.
March 31st, 7 o'clock America, New York. Why Chanel CEO Lina Nair is leading with compassion. Lina Nair was a surprising pick for CEO of Chanel in 2021. She'd long run the human resources department at Unilever but had never actually helmed a company.
The Independent.
March 31st, 6:42 America, New York. Pope Francis waves from balcony after leading Easter Mass at Vatican. Pope Francis waved from the central balcony of St. Peter's Basilica after delivering his Urbi et Orbi to the city and the world message on Easter Sunday. Copyright, Reuters.
New York Times World News.
March 31st, 6:19 America, New York. Middle East crisis. Truce talks expected to resume in Egypt. Egyptian state media says negotiators are convening in Cairo to resume stalled talks on a temporary ceasefire and an exchange of hostages for Palestinian prisoners. The Independent.
March 31st, 6:12 America, New York. Hailstorm batters northern Thailand amid tropical downpours. A hailstorm battered northern Thailand on Thursday, the 28th of March, amid a tropical downpour. Copyright. Viral Press.
Wall Street Journal World News.
March 31st, 6:10 America, New York, Arts Calendar. Happenings for the week of March 31st. The Omen gets a prequel, Patricia Highsmith's Tom Ripley heads to Netflix, Vampire Weekend returns with its first album in 5 years and more.
Washington Post World.
March 31st, 6 o'clock America, New York, the underwater hunt for the lost ship of an American slave trafficker. In 1852, Nathaniel Gordon sailed the Camargo to Brazil, illegally sold 500 enslaved Africans, and burned and sank the ship. Now divers think they found it.